they're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Noach, and Netivot Shalom had been explaining that the Torah records the three major sins of humanity, be it Cain killing Hevel, or the generation of the flood, going after their desires, or the generation of Doa Palaga, to illustrate where the three major human flaws can lead us. Kinah, Tavain, Kavod, jealousy, going after desire, going after honor, to what levels of destruction these tendencies can get if they're untamed. And in contradistinction, the Torah then tells us about the Avot, the shining light that came to the world, and they represent the three pillars that maintain the world: Torah, Avodah, Chesed. And now the Netivot Shalom continues and says, "V'inei ita bezor hakadosh uvasfarim hakadoshim, denoach meramez al Shabbat." It says in the Holy Zohar and other holy works that Noach alludes to the Shabbos. Noach, rest, Shabbos. Shehi naicha le'ilai v'naicha le'tatai. Shabbos is something that is pleasant, so to speak, restful for above and for below. Shabbat Kodesh hitikun v'chol ha'pegamim. The Holy Shabbos fixes all blemishes. Al yedei ze sheyehudi machnis et kulo letoch ha'Shabbat Kodesh bivchinat tevat Noach. How so? Through the fact that a Jew puts his whole being into the Holy Shabbos, he is taking on this aspect of Noach entering the ark. There's a flood all around him. The world is going crazy. But he has his ark. He has his Shabbos. Kmo shamru chazal, as our sages taught, kol hashomer Shabbat kehilcheta. Anyone that watches the Shabbos the way he should, afilu avad avodah zara kedor enosh, even if he served idols like the generation of Enosh, mochalin lo, they will forgive him. Uveshabbat kodesh gam ken yesh tachtiyim shniyim ushlishim. And Shabbos also has this aspect, just like the ark had three levels: top level, second level, third level. So too Shabbos has three levels, the gimel zmanei ha-seudot, and the three times, the three meals that we have through the Shabbos. Ha-seuda rishona, the first meal we have, himiyad bi'itkadesh ha-shabbat. That's right away as the sanctity of Shabbos enters, sheyudi nofel ha-shabbat kodesh mitoch yomot ha-chol. The Jew, so to speak, falls into Shabbos. You know, a guy after a difficult week throws himself into the bed. So we enter Shabbos. Ah, we've made it out of the week. Zoya madriga ktana shel Shabbat. That is the small level of Shabbos, because really you're falling in. That's Friday night. V'achar kach seudat yoma de Shabbata. Then we enter the meal of the day, hibchina yotel gvoha. That's already a higher level. Your body has rested, and now your soul is more prepared, is now going to connect on a higher level to Shabbos. Vesuda shlishit, and when you hit that third meal, that meal which really, you're not so hungry. You're having that meal to connect with Shabbos. That's a meal which is there solely for the soul. Hibchina gvoha mod, that's a very high level. Ukmo shekatav Avudraham b'inyan gimel ha'itim shel Shabbat Kodesh, and like the Avudraham, he was a Rishon, a very late Rishon, he lived just before the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote with regard to the three periods, the three sets of time that composed the Holy Shabbos, Sheshabati bevchinat nisuin ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. He writes that Shabbos has this aspect like a marriage ceremony. We're getting married again on Shabbos. It's the marriage between God and Israel. Velel Shabbat Kodesh, the eve of Shabbos, hu bchinat kiddushin. It's as though that's the engagement. Friday night, the couple meets, he puts the ring on her finger. That's when we get engaged to Hashem. And that's why in the prayer of Friday night, we say, Al ken omrim bo, ata kiddashta et yom haShabbat. You engaged the day of Shabbos, you sanctified the day of Shabbos like kiddushin, like engagement. So Friday night, we begin our intimate courtship with God. V'tzafra deShabta, in the morning of Shabbos, hu b'chinat nisuim. That's marriage. Shabbos morning, we complete the marriage. V'suda shlishit, hi b'chinat hayichud. When you hit the third meal, that's like the couple going into their own room. After they, cheder yichud, yeah. After they've done the chuppah, and he's married her, and he's given her ksuba, now everyone else is ready to rejoice with him. They say, wait. Our marriage begins in a private room. We're going to sit down and eat something together. They go into the cheder yichud alone. That's the third meal of Shabbos. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mityached im Yisrael, that God comes alone with us. Al ken umrin, as, that's why, at Mincha of Shabbos, just before the third meal, what do we say? Ata echad, Shem, you're one. V'shimcha echad, your name is one. And your people are one. U'mika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. It's personal. It's not the engagement, it's not the marriage, it's the cheder yichud, where we go off alone. Shabbat Kodesh, the Holy Shabbos, hi mekor hakdusha, that is the source of holiness, v'goelet Yehudi mi'apgamim hakashim biyoter, that is where a Jew can be redeemed from the most difficult faults he might have. What are those faults? We said the world begins with those faults. The Torah begins with describing where those faults can lead us, the faults of kina, tava, and kavod. Jealousy, desire, and seeking honor. Shabbos can redeem one from those faults. V'afilu avad avodah zarah kedor enosh, and even if he served idols like the generation of Enosh, shehegia lamadriga shpeila biyoter, that generation reached the lowest point, koach ha-shabbat motziyo misham, the strength of Shabbos can take him out of there. Ki koach ha-shabbat hi bivchinat tevat noach. The strength of Shabbos, it has the aspect of the Ark of Noah. Asher tachtiim shniim ushlishim teaseh. The Shabbos is like the Ark, it has levels. Uvdivrei Shmuel ita, and in the work, Divrei Shmuel, it says, Dinyan sgulat tevat Noah. What is the amulet, so to speak, of the Ark of Noah? Humashakol hakshirim vatorim. What happened in the ark? You had a situation where the world was havoc. The world was immoral. And you had this one ark where all the animals, all the creatures on the planet that had maintained a level of morality, a level of purity, they've all gathered to one place. Umitnarim lechalutin mikol ha'olam ha'tameh. And they shook themselves clean. When they entered the ark, what they did was they said, now we're unifying in a place of purity, a place of morality. And they shook themselves of the defilement of the world. Zehu ha-tikun ha-yachid le-dor ha-mabul. In a generation that is so destroyed morally, the only way to fix it is to get all the people who are not destroyed, all the people who have maintained their morality, all the animals, all the creatures that have maintained their morality, get them united in one place. V'zeu gam ha'inyan ma sheyudim yoshvim yachad b'Shabbat Kodesh. And that's the idea that we gather together on Shabbos, shal yedei shemitasvim yachad, through our gathering together in shul or for the meals, mamshichim et ha'ara el yonah shel Shabbat Kodesh, we bring down that enlightenment, that enlightenment from above of the Holy Shabbos, b'chinat Knesset Yisrael yeyeh ben zukcha, that aspect that we are the mate of God, so to speak, the Jewish people are God's mate, we can bring that out when we unite, when we bring together that which is holy, that which is kosher, that which is pure. Shabbat Shalom.